feedback must be given gradually and must be tailored to the individual. If too many issues are raised, supervisees can easily feel overwhelmed. I have seen this many times, and perhaps you have seen it also. A supervisee shares what is happening in a case on her caseload, and then before she even asks for help, everyone in the group provides several examples or ideas for what the supervisee can do with that particular case. A situation like this can be overwhelming for the supervisee and not helpful for anyone. Structuring the feedback is a good way to avoid this problem and to make sure the supervisee receives adequate feedback. For example, the supervisor might say, "Makiko, this is a great case to bring up in group. Is there anything specific you want help with in this case? Or would you like for us to listen?" Sometimes speaking through the case helps the person come up with his or her own conclusions. What would you like to do? In this way, the supervisee can gain control over the content and the amount of feedback that they wish to receive on that particular case. Client-centered therapy is a way in which the client tells the therapist what he or she wishes to work on in therapy and what goals he or she wishes to reach. For any therapy to be successful, the client and therapist need to agree on what they are going to work on together. Without this mutual and conscious agreement, therapy is likely to go in many directions without much improvement in outcome. In the same way, we can have clinician-centered feedback. Does the clinician want suggestions regarding interventions? Does the clinician want help with case conceptualization? Sometimes the clinician is unsure of what they want. In this case, the supervisor can make an educated guess at what might be most helpful and ask the supervisee if it would be helpful to proceed in that direction. By structuring the feedback in this way, the supervisor sends the message that group supervision can help supervisees focus in on what they need in the moment of a particular case. This helps to focus the feedback to what the supervisee is asking for and can prevent the supervisee from being overwhelmed. After people have given their input or feedback, the supervisor can ask the supervisee if they have gotten what they wanted or if they have another question for the group. In this way, the supervisee is empowered and can focus on their particular needs or questions about a case.